yellow skin disease.
Yellow fever.
Well, there's another one too.
Yellow jaundice.
All right. There is a disease that you have a severe pain in your lower right side.
Appendicitis.
Did you ever hear that called cramp colic? All right. Heard that the other day. A person can't keep food down. You say he is sick.
Sick in his tummy.
And if he is sick in his stomach, then you say he is about to
vomit.
Is this the nicest way you can say that?
About to lose his breakfast.
That's the nicest way. Is vomit just a neutral? Doesn't mean either. I mean, that's not offensive or joking.
No.
Just... How would you say it in a joking way?
Oh.
Oh, am I about to get you to say something you don't want to say?
I don't know.
How about a crude way referring to it?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. A boy and a girl are going together. You say he is doing what to her? He's
courting her.
All right. Do they use that much now?
No.
They say he is
dating. Going steady.
All right. The two people are going together. He is her
boyfriend.
All right. And she is his
girlfriend.
Is there any sort of joking way that you can refer to either one of them?
Sweetie.
Okay. Fine. He asked her to marry him and she didn't want to, so she
turned him down.
Fine. Any way of joking about that?
Joking.
Gave him the sack, gave him the gate.
Yeah.
Broke off with him. Any of those. If she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and they got
married.
Do you remember when they used to give a noisy serenade to the couple after the wedding?
A noisy serenade.
Mm-hmm. When they would come back to their house and then the people would come around and beat on pans and blow horns. Do you remember any of that?
Yeah. Serenade.
Did they call it a serenade?
I guess they do.
All right. If you're referring to a group of people, a large group, and they're milling around, say, you know, when they have a riot or a demonstration, you'd refer to that as a whole of people. A whole
mob.
All right. There is a kind of entertainment that people used to have and still have, in fact. I bet when you were in junior high, they did. After a football game on Friday night, they'll go to the gym and have music and have a
dance.
Do you remember any kinds of parties that people used to have in the old days, say at home?
At home?
Mm-hmm.
Well?
In homes.
How old days?
Well, oh, that's right, I forget, you're my historian. Say when you were a girl, how did people entertain themselves?
Well, we just had parties. Well, we even had trolley car parties.
What is a trolley car party?
Didn't you ever see a trolley car?
Oh, yes.
It's
an
electric car with a trolley on top.
Oh, yeah. It
runs up to the wire.
Isn't it the same thing as
all
a
right,
streetcar?
All right, we'd charter a special trolley car, and we'd just ride from one end of the line to the other.
You're kidding.
And just ride and ride and have the best time.
And do what? Laugh and talk?
Laugh and talk, and then we'd go to the home of the hostess and have refreshments.
That's terrific. I never heard of those.
Yeah.
Is a trolley car the same thing as a streetcar?
Mm-hmm.
They're both electric.
Both electric. Mm-hmm.
And they look alike. They're